general, I felt like people were very willing to be open with me about it and really sincerely wanted to know how I was doing, not just a, hey, how are you doing, quick kind of thing that people do a lot of times. And it was interesting because there was another woman my age that I hadn't known, but she had had cancer, leukemia, a few years ago. And so that kind of gave us a connection. I think I was more disappointed, though, with my friends. I don't have very many friends in Michigan. Most of them are out of state because I'm not from Michigan. But even a few of my friends here, I think, just kind of stayed away a little bit. Like, they would talk to me on the phone, but I kind of wish they had been there for me a little more, because going through it is very lonely and it does kind of isolate you. So I had kind of wished that, you know, some of my friends would have been a little more, would have pursued it a little bit more, you know, because I didn't have the motivation or energy to call people. So, you know, it was really, I guess the burden was on them, and I felt like they kind of dropped the ball a little bit, but I'm not holding it against them, you know, but I think, and I wonder if I would have done the same thing if it would have been one of my friends, you know, oh, I don't want to bother them, they, you know, might be sleeping, whatever. But I think I've learned now, you know, if I have a friend who is sick, you know, with an illness like that, that I will definitely be a lot more proactive in getting in touch with them.